Health officials in Colorado have reported 299 human cases of disease from the West Nile virus so far this summer, and 7 deaths from meningitis or encephalitis caused by the virus. They say the high number of cases, nearly double that of any state, is troubling, but not unexpected. Their challenge now is to reassure the public that there's no reason to panic. However, people should take West Nile virus seriously and take measures to protect themselves. From member station KSUT, Eric Whitney reports.
West Nile arrived in Colorado last year, but late in the summer, so only 14 people were infected and no one died. This summer is an entirely different story. Just ask Dr. Matthew Bowles, who staffs the emergency room at Parkview Medical Center in the southern Colorado city of Pueblo, where West Nile has killed 2 people this year. He says fear of the virus is keeping doctors busy, doubling their workload in recent weeks.
There have been 30 or 40 patients waiting for me oftentimes when I come in the door. It's difficult considering, you know, that's more patients than I tend to see in a shift.
While a lot of those patients are complaining of symptoms like fever, headaches, and neck stiffness that can signal West Nile, most don't have the infection, Bowles says, and even the vast majority of those who do recover without getting seriously ill. Even though the risk of going down with a serious illness is extremely low, members of susceptible populations, like senior citizens in Pueblo County, are worried. Not far from the hospital, at Pueblo's downtown senior center, Teresa Opalco is having lunch. She's aware that all of the people who've died in Colorado this year from West Nile were elderly, and that people over age 50 have a harder time fighting off the infection. Opalco says she's scared.
When you know people who know people that are dying, you know, this is reality hitting you right in the face. And I says, well, gee, you know, it's true. It doesn't really sink in, I think, until you find, you know, someone who close to you.
Opalco says she wishes authorities were doing more to fight West Nile than simply telling people to use mosquito repellent. John Poppy, an epidemiologist with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, says a lot is being done, but West Nile isn't easily controlled.
This is, you know, nature, a cycle that naturally occurs in nature. We have no more power to stop this than I have to stop a tornado or a hurricane.
Poppy says local governments are spraying for mosquitoes, and health officials are updating the public on the location of West Nile hotspots every day. But, he says, responsibility for preventing West Nile ultimately falls to the individual.
Well, what needs to be done is you need to put on your repellent. And I cannot go, and I do not have enough staff, to go to any town in this state and apply repellent to everybody. This is a very simple precaution that we've been telling people since months before this began, that is going to be the most efficient, effective way you can protect yourself and your family. It's a very straightforward, simple message.
And it's a message people apparently didn't take seriously when this year's outbreak began in July. Poppy says that of the 129 people first infected with West Nile in Colorado, only 10% reported using mosquito repellent as recommended. 68% said they never used it at all. With news about West Nile dominating local media, local governments are touting mosquito control efforts like those being taken here at the Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo. Officials are anxious to assure the more than 600,000 fair visitors they hope will come when the fair opens this weekend that they face no inordinate risk. Chris Wiseman is the fair's assistant general manager.
I think we're giving people a very safe environment to come to, maybe even safer than your backyard, because you're not spraying every morning in your backyard for insects, mosquitoes, and flies.
Most fairgoers are typically from Pueblo County, a population that emergency room doctor Matthew Bowles describes as a pretty hardy bunch. He says that most of his patients who get West Nile handle it in true cowboy fashion.
We have a lot of tough people. We have a lot of guys who will come in with broken legs and ask for spurs in their casts so they can get it back on their horses. So we have a very tough and resilient community.
Colorado's resilience will continue to be tested until the first hard freeze of the year hits, probably sometime in October. That should kill off this year's batch of mosquitoes. But before that happens, health officials say, the number of cases this summer could as much as triple. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Pueblo, Colorado.